is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Switchboard's a little glitchy, but let's bring Chrissy on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. And callers, we see you on the board. Stand by. Chrissy, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome back, everyone, to Soul Awakening. I'm Chrissy. I'm a psychic medium, and I blend intuitive guidance and life coaching. I also have topics that help people to sort of expand their soul's growth. So my sessions here on the show are short and sweet, and to get the most out of the mini sessions, plan to just ask one or two specific questions so we can get to the point and see as many callers as we can. For today's show, I'd like to discuss a topic of complacency. There are people waiting on the line, you said, Nicole?
Yep.
So we can start with that, and then if there's a lull, then I can dive right in. So let's go ahead and take a call first.
Okay, let's go to 914 first. 914, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you ladies today? Hi. I have to thank you. I had called you previously, and you said something that came to pass. So I just want to thank you, first of all, for that and just, compliment you on how gifted you are.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. You're my first person to call in just to do that. Is there anything that you'd like to share regarding that?
Yes, you had told me I wouldn't win a contest, and you were correct, I didn't. But I do have another question for today, if you don't mind, please.
Of course.
Thank you. I'm looking to do an event in June, and I'm not sure which venue to have it in. I have a few options, I think. Can I give you the property owner's name, and if you could tell me which one you believe okay, thank you. Yes, there's one place, the woman's name is Maria, okay. Another Laura, another Amy, and another, the man is Josiah, who's affiliated with it.
So I got Amy first and Laura second.
Okay. Yeah, I like Amy too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. Josiah's kind of on the sidelines. So it's like that could be a possibility too. But I feel like I'm getting like one and two. So Amy and then Laura. And then Josiah's on the sideline. I'm not really getting anything for Maria.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of up in the air for Josiah.
They're still deciding. Okay, and you think it'll go well, this event?
I think it will, yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, I
think
you're, glowing during this, so I don't know if you're going to be, it feels like you are in the spotlight, it's not light a bit, so I feel like it's kind of bringing you out into the light is what it feels like for me.
Thank you. And there was this man, yeah, thank you. This man also offered me to throw a private party for this event too. His name is Mark. Do you feel him honoring that that commitment, that promise?
He feels wishy-washy to me, like it could happen or it couldn't, but it wouldn't be anything personal, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm picking up too, exactly. Yeah, I'm supposed to go down and meet with one of his colleagues next week. Maybe it'll be solidified then, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it felt like you would have to do a lot more of the legwork than you would anticipate. Like, it seems like it should be handled, but it seems like it's like you're doing more of it than what you would originally think.
Right. Wow, huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Catherine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your talents with the world. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Call us back in and let us know how it all went for you.
Yeah.
Next up, 845. You're up. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria, and I call from New York.
Hi, what's your question for today?
Oh, hi, how are you? You can give me a little more than one question, if you don't mind, please.
What is your question?
I got a shoe with a lawyer. I don't want to offer how much I want to pay. I think I'm going to win it, going to get it. The offer I give you, I want my money.
So you have a lawyer. There's a case with a lawyer, and you're asking
right.
If you're going to win it?
Second. My daughter sent a letter when we offer how much we want to pay. I want to know, she going to get the offer, can my daughter, you know, give it?
The thing that I keep getting is it's going to be fair. Like, it's going to be a fair amount. So it's, like, going to leave everybody feeling like it's enough. So I don't know if it's exactly that number because it's not saying a yes or no, but it feels like in the end it's going to feel very fair and settled.
Like, yeah, I'm going to win. Thank you. The other one question is, I lose my ring, my engagement ring. Everything I lose inside the house. And I got it from my husband. I mean, I want to find the thing. I'm going to find the ring.
I got a yes, and that's going to be in an unexpected place. And I feel like someone else may find it. So I would just let everyone know that you're looking for it so that everyone can kind of be aware, because I feel like someone else may find it for you because it's going to be in a place that you just wouldn't look.
You think my daughter going to find it, my daughter?
Yeah, she may. But just let everyone know, like, if they're coming over, if they stay at all, just feel like, you know, I've been looking for my ring. Just kind of put it out there so that kind of everyone is aware.
I understand that somebody maybe can see it, they can get it for me. Yeah, I understand. Because
I feel like it's still in your... I feel like it's still within your belongings and stuff. It just feels like it hasn't gone anywhere. It just hasn't been found yet.
Thank you. You see, I'm going to go in Italy.
I got a no.
You don't know if I'm going to go in Italy, me and my daughter?
I got a no. But you can prove me wrong.
Why?
I think you'd have a great time.
Maybe my daughter work.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's going to be things that come up. So maybe it's not when you want to go. Maybe at some future time, but I feel like it's not happening right now.
No, I wanted to go like in by September, October, in beginning of October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting a no.
Okay,
so call back and let me know if something does happen or if you do end up going. I'd like to know what happens there. And thank
yes.
you for calling in.
Thank you.
I appreciate your questions. You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Or it's a little funny. Let's go to 630. 630, you're next. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Lisa from Illinois.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question for today?
Yeah, just a little frustrated. I would like to move, like, later this year, but find a new place, but, like, nothing's on the market at all. It's the worst I've ever seen it with, I guess, how things are going this year, you know, with the economy and all.
Yeah, this year has been really interesting.
So, like, there's
especially
just, like, nothing.
Property. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing worthwhile.
I'm getting things are going to move for you, like, mid-next year. Oh, there's a lot of movement in the middle of next year. Yeah.
So not until the situation improves with people, places on the market and that kind of thing?
Possibly. But what I'm getting is, like, you're going to experience a lot of, like, movement. Like, you're moving. There's, like, a lot of change happening. But I feel like it's in the middle of, like, next year.
So with that, do you think my place will sell real good? Because, I don't know, just wonder about it.
Yeah, I got an automatic yes. Like, you'll get what it's worth and more. It's finding something that's going to be a harder project for you.
Yeah,
and
there are a few things I need.
Rush it.
What?
My advice would be not to rush.
No, I don't want to make a mistake. I just can't move anymore. You know, I've been here 8 years, but I'm just not happy with the quality of the condo and other just mm-hmm. things to fix, like little cracks in the wall and things like that. But that's not hard to do. I can have a painter.
Yeah, you've been putting those things off, though. So.
Yeah, but I if I'm going to wait and do it at the right time because they can come back eventually, like 2 years later. So I just want to do it like before, put it mm-hmm. on the market, everything. You know what I mean? Like I have to redo like one of the bedroom floors. It has a little urine on it from the cat in the bedroom. So I have to like
refinish
that.
Yeah, I'm getting something
with
the walls. I feel like it's the walls that you could address now. And that would just have you feel more...
I'm not going to paint now. There's really nothing.
No. Okay.
I'm going to wait. You
but
know
gonna
what I mean?
Get, I'm going to use hard do that. That's the only thing I would really address right now. But otherwise, just be really patient. And everything will work out.
Okay. So you think there'll be a lot more... there'll be a lot more opportunity of things coming up then early next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Do you see anything else with this year for me?
Are you single? Because I'm getting, like, a man. So I don't know if that's, like, what you want on the horizon, but that's the first thing that came up. And I'm asking more, and it's just, like, not a whole lot is forthcoming. But, like, there's going to be a man that presents himself as a possible companion.
Well, I am single, but I surely haven't met anybody. Or, you know, haven't dated.
I feel like it's pretty organic. It's not like you're out seeking it, but he presents himself at, you know, for you to accept or deny. And it really could just go either way.
Hmm.
At your discretion.
Do you see anything else with this year?
I'm not really getting much else. I just keep getting, like, the middle of next year, and that just keeps coming up really strong.
Okay.
But that's, like,
I'm supposed to get a new car in the next week or two. It was built already, and I'm waiting for that. Do you see that in the next week or two? I'm supposed to.
I got an immediate yes
to
for that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're
it's
having
funny
fun
how that.
I'm seeing you having fun.
In the car. You know, it's funny because my car was 15 years old, and it just, you know, within 8 days, I was able to then put in an order for something. Like, it just happened.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great.
Well, because nowadays it's hard with, you know, with the COVID situation. Like, it's really hard to get things, you know what I mean, like right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it took, you know, it's taking a little bit of time. But it like just worked out a lot more than the house thing did. And I'm just a little frustrated with it because I feel like the house thing has been pending, like for me wanting to move off and on for the last 2-3 years. Like 3 years ago, there was a lot of things on the market, but it was a real bad time. I was having like health issues and things that I just had to deal with. And it just probably wouldn't have been the best time.
Yeah, this is best, though, because if you would have moved before, you would have moved into something that you weren't happy with either, and then you would be where you are right now. So it really works out to your best interest that you wait until just one more year, just hold out one more year. But I do see you having, like, so much fun in this new car, so I don't know what kind it is, but you're just having the time of your life in this car.
but, like, with the house thing, you think it'll be like a really good property that I'll really, because you know there were a couple good things, but then snags kept on happening why it didn't work out.
Yeah, and it was because you weren't meant to leave at that point. Those weren't the properties for you. And yes, you're gonna have like a lot present itself, but just not right now. You just have to be patient and look at what is right now happening.
And we've got to move on to the next caller, but let us know how that goes. And we're going off to 516. 516, you're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Anita from New York.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. I was just wondering what you pick up with love life and travel this year.
I feel like you got to put the brakes on the love life. Does that make
sense
for you? Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm literally seeing a picture like of somebody slamming on the brakes. Like, don't rush into anything. I think that's how I'm perceiving that. Is just don't rush into any new relationships. If you do go into a new one, just kind of take it slow and easy. Even if he wants to sweep you off your feet and you're feeling like on cloud nine, because I feel like you have opportunities that's going to come up. Tap those brakes, girl. Like, don't fly in with no inhibitions or anything. Like, kind of reserve yourself a bit.
I am reserved. I haven't dated in many years.
Yeah, I feel like that would just be like the safest bet for you is to just kind of slow down a little bit, because it's like you want to jump in both feet into the waves is what it's kind of looking like. And it's like, just, you know, just slow down a little bit. And I know you say like you haven't even dated, so maybe it's this guy with a strong personality or something, and just let him know like you want to go slow, you want to, you know, ease into things. Okay,
do you got a description? Do you see anything about him?
He feels Latin. He feels the word I want to use is overpowering. So I mean, I'll just say that, and
no,
not in a
like
bad way, just a big presence.
Yeah, I don't like overpowering people.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a bad way. Just his presence is very large. You know.
Okay.
And travel.
Yeah, what do you see? I'm traveling overseas in May. What do you pick up with that trip?
I feel like it's going to be really easy, and like you'll have just a lot of ease around travel, which is always nice to hear, huh?
Yeah.
Then just be as present as possible. Try not to get soaked into like social media or using your phone. Just try to be really present to every moment and really soak it all in. There's just so much to take in.
Okay.
And have fun.
All right. That's it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Off to 707 next. 707, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
Hi. Love life for this year, and if so, a description?
It feels like you're going on a lot of like first dates and kind of like getting nowhere until closer to the end of the year. And I feel like you'll meet somebody who's just really comfortable. Like you just feel really at home with this person. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there, go on lots of first dates, and then that's it. You know, like you don't owe anybody anything. You're never indebted to anybody. And just keep that in mind, right? Because when it's the first one, you won't feel like you need to or you have to or you should. It'll be because you want to. And that will
right.
be your indicator that this is a guy, right? So just because you'll be getting a lot of offers or you might see several people and go on a date and try to meet people, it doesn't mean that you have to spend time with people that you don't necessarily want to.
Right.
So I feel like that's something that you got to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I need to keep that in mind for sure. Do you get a description of the, when you say the end of the year, do I meet him like in the summer and it becomes something at the end of the year?
I feel like you're going to meet him toward mid to end. So maybe like 3/4 through the year, to be more specific. Yeah. So once you meet him, it's kind of going to be like, this is kind of him, and you'll start like kind of settling into that relationship.
So it's a long-term relationship then.
Yeah. It feels very, like long-term.
Okay. And do you get a description somewhat of what he does or anything?
Let me just look real quick.
Just so I can have a head.
Yeah, of course. He feels, it sounds like nondescript. Like he seems like the average guy. He seems very middle of the road weight, you know, brown hair, like brown to light eyes. Like he does, there's nothing that's too like, that really stands out. He kind of just seems warm, inviting. It's more his energy that I'm sensing. He's like just really warm, inviting. He feels really comfortable to be around. He's really easy to talk to. He feels like a teddy bear. Not that he's overweight, but that he's just really comfortable. And I get more of a sense of how he is and more like what he looks like.
Oh, that's great.
He just feels sweet. He just feels so sweet. Yeah, like you just want to be with him, you know?
Uh-huh. Now, do
really
you see that
puts you at ease.
Oh, good. Do you see that I would find someone to help me do some projects around the house, like towards the spring, summer?
Yeah. All you have to do is put your feelers out there, and there'll be people lining up. So I feel like it's a female that's going to help you.
No, this would be working around the house. Wouldn't that be more so a male situation?
I don't know, because the first thing I got is like it might be a female, which is kind of how it feels to me.
Uh-huh.
Is like it might be a female who's really good at that type of thing. Or don't discount females,
right?
You know, so maybe just keep that in
mind. This would be like cement work.
This feels like interior, like inside the house. So you're talking outside? Let me just look.
Right. I do all my interior myself.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably me.
It still feels like
at.
You're going to have somebody helping you inside. There's female energy that's not just yours that's going to be helping you. But outside, it feels like there's several different hands in on that. So maybe it might be several different people doing different tasks.
Right.
It doesn't feel like one singular person.
Is it someone I've already worked with? Because I got a retaining wall done already, but I need a second retaining wall to expand the yard more so. And I'm wondering if it would be, have I done already or is something to come?
I feel like he'd be up for the job, and because he already knows kind of the layout and all that, he would be a good person to ask. It would be more his availability if that works for you.
Okay.
But I feel like it doesn't have to be one specific person. It can literally be several different people, and it would all get done appropriately.
Okay. And
it doesn't feel like anyone's going to, like, screw you over anything.
I won't. Great. Because yeah. I kind of had that experience last time. I had to kind of set them straight. You know, yeah, I'm a female, but, you know, these things have to be done properly.
Yeah. And it's really your discretion. So I feel like as long as you're reading the reviews and you're making sure you have people who are quality coming out, the job will get done. So
yeah, because this is
it doesn't have to be any specific person. Yeah.
Okay.
And you might have to stay on top of them, right? But I feel like everything's going to get done.
And will it be completed by the end of the year?
I feel like it's going to go like 3 months into the next year, possibly, with some of the stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. Yeah. Anything else I should know about this year before we end the call?
No, I think that's it. And thank you for calling.
And thank you. I appreciate the reading. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to All Ones next. All Ones, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi, Miss. Good afternoon. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Excuse me.
Okay. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi, Miss Nicole. It's Melissa. Hi, Chrissy. It's Melissa.
Hi.
How are you doing, Mark? Two questions part here.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun calling y'all. Thank you, Miss Nicole, for so many years. So I feel kind of silly because I have a question here. So my question is, what does this mean? Like, one of my male friends, I told him that I don't like to express myself very much unless it's a partner for engagement or further investment, you know. Just, and he said, I need to know that stuff. And I didn't respond.
I don't fully understand what you're asking.
So, okay, forget about that question. My question is, so I have a friend that we're doing some, I'm sorry, I don't know how to express it. And you have a lot of people on the phone, so I just try to ask you this question. So I have a friend that we're like different states. And, you know, sometimes traveling is different, depends on the weather. I'm trying to see when is he going to be able to make it to my state. Like, is there a time frame, maybe May, April, June, July? If you see that?
When you said July, that rings like the most probable time that he's going to come. But
me?
When you talk to him, is he straightforward with you? Is he telling you what his plans are?
Yes, but right now it's me that I'm unstable because I'm changing stuff. I'm not quite having the time frame of myself when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more relying on me.
I think that's what to look at, right? Like, how do you make July work, right?
It's
so that it happens. Changing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. What about May? So you feel better July than May, right?
Yeah. But yes, I feel like there's things that you both have to keep putting into action and actual plans and solid things to have it happen.
That is very true. You're right on target of what you're telling me, because you're very right. I am, well, you said I am doing that. I am trying to. Wow, it's amazing how you picked that up. One more question, please. Is he going to start going to some process with some like legal legalities in his side with someone?
Is he going to what?
Go to some type of legal legalities, like court systems or documents, or
is he going to go into something legal with someone?
Yeah. Like in May, June, July, I think he's in the process of it. We're starting. Or
I'm getting May, but I'm still a little bit unclear about exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
What you're wanting?
He's going to be going to like some business. He's going to be going business partnership,
like a business
like legal
arrangement with someone that's legal?
Yeah,
like a
like,
legal business arrangement?
Like he's separating his business from this other person.
Uh-huh. And
that's
so when would the end of that be, or when would that begin? Is that
yeah,
what you're asking?
Those questions. Yes, Ms. Christy, thank you.
Okay, so I feel like May comes up, and for me it feels more like a beginning than an end. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, ma'am. You answered my question. Any last thing you need to tell me from Spirit, any nice message? I know you have nice people waiting for you. So. Any messages mm-hmm. for me?
Just continue doing the inner work that you know that you need to do.
Okay.
So that you are receptive and in the space of receiving when the time comes.
Thank you for your time. Very nice talking to you. Thank you, Ms. Nicole.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Okay. We are at a bit of a lull. We're just resetting the board. The board's been a little interesting this hour. So this would be a good time for you to dive in.
Okay, perfect. So I want to start off with the definition of complacency, and that is a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievement. Another way that could be defined is a feeling of calm satisfaction with your own abilities or situation that prevents you from trying harder. So I've been looking at my own life and wanting to, like, provide something for the listeners. And I'm like, you know, what is it that I'm experiencing right now? And what is it that I'm working through? So that's how this topic has come up. Because complacency is sneaky. And it can creep in when you're unaware or inattentive, or perhaps there's something that completely shakes your foundation. So what I've experienced firsthand this last year is my wife's cancer diagnosis. It definitely caused some shockwaves through our household. Now that we're on the other side of that, and for those of you wondering, everything is okay now. But I can see many of the, you know, areas where we've been complacent with how things were going, and how I was so willing to overlook things that would have made a huge difference over the last 12 years of our relationship. And I'm no longer okay with being complacent in my relationship with my wife, but it took almost losing her to really look at that. So I invite you to actually look at where you may be experiencing complacency in your life and see if you can maybe benefit from it, some insight, instead of having your foundation being compromised for you to look. So I'll have you start with maybe thinking about, you know, your job. What is it that you do? Do you find it interesting and challenging? Does it bring you joy and satisfaction? Are you just okay with how your position and your pay is going? If so, then that's great. You're not stuck in a complacent position. But if so, maybe look at what's keeping you complacent. Or like myself, maybe you're in a relationship that's not quite getting you what you want, or maybe it's not exactly what you want it to be. Maybe this is a partner, your child, your parent, a friend, your boss, right? So get present to a relationship that's not quite what you want it to be. And think, you know, are you actively participating in making this relationship what you want it to be? Is there anything missing, or are you still wanting for something in that relationship? Another way I could ask this is, do you wish it was another way? Either the relationship or that other person. So if we're pausing and we're going to look for a minute, what are you seeing? So hopefully you have something in mind. And I could ask, you know, is there something that you're withholding or that you have left unsaid? Are you holding the space of that relationship or this job to flourish, perhaps withdrawn because it's not been easy? And while things might be fine, and of course you could just keep things the way they are and have them go on as they are, you could also consider challenging yourself to make a change. It is uncomfortable, though. And it doesn't feel easy at first. It may cause you to trip up or feel nervous, and you may even fail. So why risk it, right? Why put something as important as your job or your relationship on the line? And as the saying goes, why fix what's not broken? And my response to that is because it does matter, right? Because you said it mattered, because I asked you what's important, right? So why do the hard work? And do you think that everyone is benefiting from just being comfortable enough? So if you're unfulfilled in an aspect of your relationship, for instance, is it something that you see fit to change? Are you worth the effort? Is your partner or the other person you're experiencing lacking with worth it? What if you do decide to risk, right? What might it look like? What would have to happen? And in most cases, it looks like having a conversation. But it's the hard ones that you often think about having, but you don't. Or you may say something to a confidant, right? But not to the actual person with whom it could make a difference with. So what keeps you from having that hard conversation is typically the very first thing you say when you excuse the possibility of the change away. This looks like it won't make a difference anyway, or I'm scared or I'm afraid that it'll cause a fight. What if they leave me? Right? What if I lose my job? Well, what if you were to actually say what you wanted? What if in turn you felt listened to? What if you actually got that promotion that you felt entitled to instead of just complaining about not having it? What if you received a deeper connection with the one that you're seeking it with? Taking on challenges, doing that hard work, looking for more than what's just comfortable is what brings a deeper sense of fulfillment, like connection, excitement, success. It's what makes you feel like an active participant in experiencing your life. So one could say that it benefits, that the benefits outweigh the risks in most cases. And especially when it's done from a place of love, risks are very highly profitable. I have a friend that is, like, if he were to have a motto, it would be, as long as I'm earning money, life is good. And for him, things were looking really great for him, right? He is a hard worker. He makes a great income. He's been in a relationship for several years. They moved in together a couple years ago and got engaged. They're planning for kids. But just recently, through no fault of his own, he experienced a job loss. So there's that shaking of that foundation, right? This threw him through a loop because it's sudden, right? And on the horizon, he had this plan for this big wedding. They're wanting to buy a new home together. And he's stressing, right? Because his first thought is to directly jump into a new job. But instead, he pauses and decides to take just a break, right? He's going to enjoy the holidays, and then he'll go back to job hunting. But during this break, he discovers that he's been so focused on work that he's let things slide in his relationship. And one of the things he sees is that he's been quite complacent with how his living situation is. He decided to move in with his now fiance when his apartment lease was up a couple years ago. She owns a home, and so he moved in with her, right? It just made more sense. He feels like living in her home, though, is just that. Like, he's just living in her home, and it would be inconvenient or upsetting if he were to go in and move things around or to bring a bunch of his stuff in at that time, right? So he has, like, this full storage unit containing almost all of his belongings. And so they've been living like this, like, for years now. While paying for this monthly's, this monthly storage unit that just sits there full. So after requesting for space in the beginning of the relationship, when they started staying together, she cleared some drawers out for him to put his clothing in. And he's, from that request years ago, decided that she's not willing to really even sacrifice anymore. And so that's where, like, the inconvenience and upsetting, like, kind of came from, right? If he were to really truly move in, he's afraid that it would upset her. And in the meantime, she's had furniture break, things don't really function well for the both of them. And he's also got this storage unit full of things that they could easily have been replaced with, right? But because he's allowed things to just kind of be okay with the way they are, nothing has actually changed. So he's living out of a couple of drawers, right, and a storage unit, and he's just kind of made the best of it. But can you see how a conversation may move things along? After some conversation with me today, because I spoke to him, it was discovered that his true fear and that what kept him complacent is the risk of actually losing her. So how did I set him up for success to have this conversation, right? So the first thing he can do is admit that the thing that kept the conversation from happening was that he was afraid that he was going to lose her, right? And he can ask how that's impacted her and make a request to have his needs met. And it can go something like this, right? So pay attention and apply this to your area, right, that you want to work on. So he would say, for example, to his fiance, I've been avoiding this topic because I'm concerned that I'm going to upset and inconvenience you and maybe even lose you. But the thing is, I feel like we don't really live together, that I'm living in your home. And I felt by just waiting to buy a house together, we could solve that issue later. But I see now that waiting until then seems silly. It would make a lot more sense to combine our belongings now. And I wonder how you're left feeling after I have been reluctant to fully move in with you all this time. And then I also wonder, you know, are you willing to go through things with me and to make a plan together to make this space our home? And in that, this allows open communication. Both parties are able to hear the impact of both sides. They can then become related and connected, and then they can actively participate in making change happen. And then they can choose not to go into that default mode. Can you imagine the insecurities of both parties prior to that? And now what's possible moving forward? And can you picture the connection and teamwork that was just created in that one conversation? And so what do you think? Do you think it's worth it to risk having that conversation, those really hard conversations, right, that you think that could, like, you know, end things, right? Is it worth it to have an improved relationship? So I do want to take a look and see if anyone's on the line and see if that resonates with anyone, if they have further questions about that, if that's possible.
Caller on 519. Let's bring them on. 519, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi, I'm Jennifer from Canada. I've spoken with you before, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question? Does this resonate with you?
I was just going to say the complacency conversation did resonate with me, and I was going to ask about work, which has been causing me frustration. But when you were talking about your relationship, I thought I would chime in, and I feel like I can only control what I do, like my part of things. So
right.
I'm trying to up the game because I can see myself, like I've gained 30 pounds in 3 years being with him. So I don't want to become complacent and,
right.
you know, and, but I can't, he doesn't want to exercise, you know, he doesn't want to change what he's, whatever, which is, that's fine. That's up to him. I love him the way he is, but I have to change myself. And having those conversations is very difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can look at where we are responsible, right? And where we are responsible in being complacent in any situation, right?
Right.
So where are you being complacent and where are you no longer okay with being complacent? We'll start there.
I'm very much being complacent and about being conscientious about what I'm eating, and I'm also not putting the effort into exercising as much as I used to.
Okay, and what's your immediate excuse?
For the non-exercising, I blame COVID.
Okay. And what about COVID? Right, be specific.
Are you in Canada?
No, I'm in Florida.
No. Okay. So in Canada, while we shut down, I used to go to the gym 5 days a week and work out. And then when COVID hit, they closed all the gyms. You couldn't get back into the gyms for, I think it was at least a year. So I got out of the routine. So yes, I know that's an excuse, but
yeah.
and I started going back. So, but there's also, other things at play too, where I don't have the energy level that I once did to do other things. So I just feel like I'm in a rut and complacent, and, it feels like food is filling some sort of hole in me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the same way with him as well. So he's getting counseling, but I know exactly why I do it. So I should probably be able to fix it on my own.
And you could even say, like, when it comes up, is notice it. Oh, there's that thing again. There's that thought that I go to of, wouldn't it just be nice, right, to have that, to just have a little bit more of that, right, or to treat myself with that, right? And then just see kind of when it comes up and just notice it and be like, oh, I'm doing that again. I'm comforting with food.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more aware you become of it, the more you can, like, choose. You can either choose to do it, right, or you can do something different. But then you are at choice, right, because then you realize what's happening and you can see it for what it is. And one of the things that comes with complacency is kind of like this unawareness or unwilling to look, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the more aware of it that you are and the more awareness you bring to it, the kind of like the ability to call yourself out on it, right? And not to just let it that run, right? Not to just let it automatically run. Where I want comfort, I'm going to go seek it in food right now, you know? And there's no thought about it. There's no, you know, maybe the guilt after it, but you're not having that thought ahead of time, right? So if you can get ahead of it at any point, that's amazing, right? Because that's not automatic. That means you're interrupting something. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it seems like you're actually ahead of some other people, right, that you're even aware that it's happening or what that thing is, right, what's running the show.
Right, but I also know, like, I have very little self-control as well. And, you know, I don't like to label myself, but I also that's why I can only do the intermittent fasting, because it's easier for me not to eat at all than have to adhere to, okay, you can only eat this here, this. It's too much structure for me. But, you know, having a window where I can eat, you know, between a certain time and you know, I've been making healthier choices anyways. Not that I haven't really ever been a bad eater. It's just eating too much and whenever I feel like it. But by taking that window and making it smaller, it's a lot easier to manage.
Yeah, so at least it seems like you have a lot of awareness around that, which is great. I think the next step would be like, what are some things that I can fill those spaces with, right, that I would automatically or have the space to choose something different? What can I put in? Could I put in working out in some type of way, right? Maybe mindfulness, maybe a meditation, maybe you can write something down so that you can see it, or maybe you can put reminders in your phone at times where you would have like certain lulls to remind yourself like, oh, maybe I can listen to that meditation that I've been wanting to listen to. Maybe I can, you know, listen to that pre-recorded thing that I said I wanted to go back and, you know, listen to on this radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and look in the archives and find something juicy, right? So that you're looking forward to, and you have something to replace that food or, you know, whatever that wanting is, right?
Yeah, a healthier choice. Meditation is a great one. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Good to have, like, some stuff written out, because when you're in that pattern, the automatic is almost always going to take over unless you have something ready to replace it with.
True. I think, I really appreciate the podcast, and it was very interesting. Thank you very much for your service.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
And thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. We are at the top of the hour. You've got about 2 minutes for wrap-up and shameless self-promotion.
Thank you. So you can find me on the radio show's website. I'm going to come down so I can read this because, you know, I'll go off on something else if I don't. So if you're seeking answers to some of life's difficult to navigate situations, or you'd like to make contact with a loved one who's passed, please set up a session with me. I'd love it, right? You'll get intuitively guided answers to what you're dealing with, as well as contact with a loved one and some practical, straightforward coaching. Booking a full session with me gets you a full hour of one-on-one personal guidance, and we can dig deep. You can find me at the radio's website, newsforthesoul.com. Look for Chrissy, Soul Awakening, and there you'll find links to my website, and you can book a session with me. So I look forward to getting to know you souls even better. So please, you know, look me up. Let's get a session going.
And Chrissy is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back at 2 p.m. Pacific with channeled messages through Laura, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.